Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
The first same-sex couple is scheduled to get married in Northern Ireland next week in Carrickfergusson, County Antrim. And earlier, I spoke to Robin Peoples and Sharni Edwards, and I first asked Robin how she felt about making history next Tuesday.
Oh, absolutely. It's surreal. We feel so humbled to have this opportunity. We did not set out for it, but we are just so grateful.
Sharni, how long are you both together?
So actually, when we get married on Tuesday, that'll be our 6-year anniversary.
Oh, double congratulations then.
Yeah,
an anniversary and a wedding day to celebrate. And how did you meet Sharni?
We actually met in a bar in Belfast. I came over for a weekend to visit my cousin, and Robin actually ended up being a mutual friend of my cousin, and that's how we met.
And take up the story from there, Robin. How did the relationship develop?
We started long distance after that week was over, when we became a couple. I flew over to Brighton every weekend because we both worked full time, Monday to Friday at the time, and Sharni would then come back to Belfast on the weekends. I couldn't make it over, so it was every weekend we were with each other, and then that just wasn't enough for us, so she persuaded me to move to Brighton, and I was there for about 8 months, and I got so homesick that she agreed to come over to Belfast with me, and we've been here ever since. It's been 5 years now.
And Sharni, how did you adjust to life in Belfast after Brighton?
I actually adjusted really well. Everyone's really lovely over here and easygoing, so it was really nice to be able to come into a different city and just be able to live our lives, really.
When did you decide, Sharni, I'll ask you, when did you decide that this was the woman for you and you wanted to marry? Who proposed, by the way?
Well, I think we've decided when we actually first met each other, we just clicked and we just knew. But Robin actually proposed to me in 2015 in Paris. She made a little lock and she engraved it with our anniversary date on it. And as I went to pull it on Locks Bridge, I turned around and she was down on one knee.
How lovely. I know that bridge. It's a beautiful part of Paris.
It's gorgeous, isn't it?
I wonder as well, though, Sharni, I mean, you could have married in England. You needn't have waited till now. Was it important to you and to Robin to marry in Northern Ireland, to marry in Belfast?
Yeah, 100%. Because our lives are here, our home is here, our jobs are here. We couldn't comprehend going over to England, even though I'm from there, to get married, to then come back and it not mean anything. So we just waited and waited. And in the end, we got so frustrated that we actually signed our paperwork for a civil ceremony. And then luckily for us, the bill got passed in September and we got to change it to a marriage.
And Robin, during that wait, I suppose you waited as you watched Stormont had collapsed and you maybe hoped that Stormont would get up and running again, but not knowing even if it did, if the regulations would be changed to enable same-sex marriage. And then last autumn, the rules were changed by Westminster.
Yeah, it was absolutely crazy. As I said, we didn't set out for it. We were going to go with the civil partnership until the law had passed, with, as you say, our government not being existent at the time. We didn't ever think it would be as quick as it did happen, but at the same time, it took so long.
So, Robin, talk to me about Tuesday. Where will you do it? What's the ceremony like? Will there be readings? Will there be poetry? Have you written vows?
We're going to have it all in the hotel in Carrick the whole day. It's just going to be a wee intimate ceremony, and then a bigger reception. There'll be vows, there'll be speeches, just your average wedding, except for there'll be two white dresses.
Have you seen each other's white dresses, Sharni?
No, we haven't. It's the only thing that we're keeping separate from each other. So we'll stay with each other for the night before and everything like that. The only thing we haven't done is seen each other's dresses.
Is this going to be a big Irish wedding? Will there be a crowd coming over from Brighton, all your family and friends?
Yeah, so I've got like my intimate family. They're coming over, but it's actually going to be a very intimate ceremony and stuff like that. So maximum is going to be around 50 people. So it's going to be nice and intimate for us, just so we can enjoy our.
And that's lovely, Robin. But as you know, and here you are talking to RTE Radio, because this is historic, because you are the first couple, the first same-sex couple to marry in Northern Ireland, you know your photographs are going to be all over the newspapers. You're going to be on the TV news and you're going to be on radio stations here in the UK and in your home in Northern Ireland as well. How does that make you feel?
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. It's nerve-wracking, but it's absolutely amazing to be given this opportunity to marry the one girl I love, and to be the first is, it's crazy.
Was it very frustrating waiting and waiting, as you say, through collapsed power sharing and so on, waiting for something to change so that you could take this step.
Yeah, it was so frustrating. Like, our government had collapsed, but the guys behind it with the Rainbow Project and all the different organisations, they were still fighting behind the scenes, rallying and petitions, and like, they made this possible for us. Like, it's absolutely incredible.
Were you involved in the campaign, Robin?
Yeah, we did a couple of marches. We participated in them.
Would you both be fairly politically active, Sharni?
No.
No, we're not really, to be perfectly honest. We're actually not.
You're the first. What will it mean for other couples in Northern Ireland now who have been waiting for so long?
Everything to them. You know, they're finally able to be treated as equals in the eyes of the law in marriage. You know, this is what we've been fighting for years and years.
That was Robin Peoples and Sharni Edwards. They're the first same-sex couple to get married in Northern Ireland. That ceremony happens next Tuesday, and we wish them the very best of luck.